You're listening to Pride, Prejudice and PPE, written by Michael Staniforth and performed by Penelope Rollins and Dougal Bruce Lockhart.
My dear Miss Austin, I apologise for not being able to see you in person, but you know how it is for us all in these...
challenging times. Oh, bloody Edgerton. Verbose as ever, even in a letter.
Thank you for the new manuscript. Please allow me to suggest a few alterations to accommodate this unprecedented situation...
we find ourselves in. If I hear that word, unprecedented, one more time, he'll be saying the new normal next.
I feel we should try to reflect the new normal.
Dear God, this is why I'm the writer and you're just the publisher.
The Five Sisters. I fear they'll cause problems with regard to social distancing.
You've got to be kidding me.
So I would suggest you cut them down to the main two. The middle two are not that memorable anyway, if you will forgive me for saying so.
No, I damn well won't.
As for the two elder sisters, I do like that moment when Elizabeth journeys to Netherfield to look after Jane, but perhaps you could include some mention of her thus becoming an essential care worker. Even make it all happen on a Thursday evening and get Darcy...
to give her the clap? What sort of book does he think this is?
To give her the clap for carers.
Ah, continued over the page.
And in her tending to Jane, you might want to suggest Elizabeth wears some appropriate form of PPE.
Huh, like she'd be able to find that from anywhere.
Talking of Darcy, we have to...
lose the Netherfield ball? But that's one of the great set pieces.
Such social gatherings are completely out of the question. Perhaps Darcy can self-isolate at Netherfield instead. We cannot have him travelling back to Pemberley, anyway. That just encourages non-essential journeys.
Oh, and we wouldn't want him behaving like some government advisor now, would we?
I wonder, too, if you might explore the mental health ramifications of this lockdown. In particular, the emotional toll on Mr. Bennet's well-being of having to stay home and listen to Mrs. Bennet all day. And as for the ending...
you want me to change the ending now?
You may wish to finish it on Darcy's proposal. Since we're currently allowed no more than five people in total at a wedding, we would not want to finish with a damp squib.
You're calling my lovely Lizzie and Darcy a damp...
I look forward to receiving your revised draft by return.
Your devoted publisher, Thomas Edgerton. Well, sod that for a game of soldiers. I'm not changing a single bloody word of it.